I'm Dan Klefstad. Hateful rhetoric from some of the country's leaders is partly to blame for mass shootings. That's according to Chicago Archbishop Blaise Cupich, who issued a statement Sunday after mass shootings in Ohio and Texas claimed at least 29 lives. Cupich did not single out anyone, but said the public needs to hold leaders accountable who, quote, fuel these violent acts by dividing humanity through hateful rhetoric. He also said elected officials who have failed to condemn hate speech must be stopped. A Northern Illinois congresswoman is backing a recent report that includes rural America in the response to climate change. 17th District Democrat Sherry Bustos worked on the plan for a rural green partnership. She says some proposals to fight climate change do not pay much attention to those in agriculture.
And when you have an ag-driven economy like we do, I'm going to make sure that our farm families aren't left behind in this conversation, but rather are part of the solution.
Bustos says several factors are important to fighting climate change. These include ethanol and biodiesel and helping workers dislocated by the move to renewable energy. In other news, a study from the University of Illinois finds black middle school boys are 95% less likely to be warned about bad behavior by a teacher than their white peers. Lee Gaines has more.
The study found that black students experienced a disproportionate number of school suspensions and office referrals for misbehavior, but they were also much less likely to be warned about misbehavior as compared to their white peers. Kate Wegman led the study. She's a U of I social work professor. She says the findings suggest that educators may be normalizing the disparate treatment of black and white students.
Even if you're not the African American student who was punished rather than getting a warning, you may be the white student or the Asian American student sitting next to them who also sees this going on.
Wegman says disparities in discipline rates among students of different races is well documented. She says this study is unique because it may help explain why those disparities exist. I'm Lee Gaines.
Chicago officials say there have been 5 heat-related deaths so far this summer. The Sun-Times reports the deaths underscore various steps the city has taken since 1995, when more than 700 people died during a blistering heat wave. Since then, Chicago deployed dozens of cooling centers, conducted welfare checks on the elderly, and dispatched air-conditioned buses to neighborhoods. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Reports of a warming climate aren't new, but recent findings show just how hot your local area may get. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck has more.
The Union of Concerned Scientists research now projects higher temperature changes down to the city and county level. Its worst-case no-action scenario is more extreme than many other projections right now, and it shows that by the end of the century, the Midwest could see 38 days per year with a feels-like temperature of above 105 degrees. Senior climate scientist Rachel Licker co-authored the paper and says that kind of heat would wreak havoc on farmers.
Conditions like that are just not safe for people to be working outdoors, so it would really have a big implication for the bottom line for farm enterprises.
A recent federal climate assessment made similar calculations showing how areas of the Midwest could lose between 3 and 5% of working hours due to hot temperatures. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
Recent surveys of living conditions inside Illinois prisons reveal some troubling findings. The John Howard Association routinely visits prisons in the state to monitor conditions. Over the first half of the year, nearly 4,000 surveys were collected from people locked up at 7 different prisons, including the Big Muddy Prison in Ina and the Vandalia Correctional Center. Organization officials say the surveys note the majority of issues are related to broken infrastructure that's not repaired in a timely manner, as well as inadequate ventilation and climate control. The Illinois Department of Corrections has not yet commented on the new survey results. I'm Jennifer Fuller.